something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, John Reap there on the appetizer. John Reap, or the pregame, whatever the hell we call that now, you know. The recorded part of the show there. He'll be back later today.
I'll have to find this, and we'll bring it up when John gets here. But a friend of mine sent me a grainy video. 1995. First year in the league for the Carolina Panthers. They're still playing.
Oh, yeah, he told this story before.
Yeah.
Reap told this story before.
I think the last time he was here.
Yeah, or last one. He's been here 10 times probably over the years, right?
But yeah.
Of the video's there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets out in the end zone.
And he dressed like a clown or something like that?
No, he's just dressed like
a fan.
Like the clown that he is.
All right.
Yeah. And, performs a little cheering in the end zone, and eventually they end up tackling him.
No. Tell me, not necessarily their comedy, but their actions. I was thinking this yesterday that he's like the Southern Rob Little, or Rob Little is like the Northern John Reap.
Yeah, but John keeps his clothes on.
They're just that. I don't know. They don't look really anything alike.
The mannerisms.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about those two. They always remind me of each other. Now they probably hate each other. Something stupid like that.
I can see that.
So. But John's not part of the swinger lifestyle.
No.
But I think he probably would be. If you scratch that surface, you might be. Exactly. Speaking of swinging, apparently Maker Mayfield is a swinger.
Oh, yeah.
Just
a cheater?
Yeah, he's a cheater. He's getting random roadies by fans.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Yeah. Two women called a radio station in Cleveland and said that they gave him roadies.
Need to be careful.
One when he was engaged. One was recent, too, I think. Right, yeah. He just met him like the Cheesecake Factory parking lot, allegedly. And they get in the back seat and, so Baker. Man, aren't fun at home, are they?
That's
a big house show. You could probably run away from her.
That's why you you don't get married when you're that young.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is totally it. You don't get married when you're that young if you have no money, let alone that kind of cash and that kind of fame.
Yeah, I don't care what kind of money you have. You still want to, at that age,
get
a little wild.
Right. Yeah, because this is coming out, you know, lack of a better term.
At age 24, or however old he is, if you and I met some groupies in a parking lot at Cheesecake Factory, nobody would say anything about
it. No, nobody would say anything.
Word doesn't get out.
Well, yeah, I wasn't married yet.
Because we're not Baker Mayfield.
Did they go in and eat first?
I think they had something to eat in the parking lot, actually. It seemed, what happened was he blocked one of the girls on Twitter. And she just went, I'm over. Yeah.
I'm a psycho.
You didn't mind me, on your Twitter and the parking lot of the Cheesecake Factory. Basically, is what she said back. Yeah. I mean, she says the word,
Oh, so.
No, we understand.
Yeah. I know, but I'm going to tell the audience. They understand, too.
She will not be ignored.
No.
Yeah.
No. Apparently, he said to the one girl, the second girl that called in, said she did the same thing. You're a real nice girl, but please don't tell anybody or ruin my life. Yeah. So.
Surprise.
But see, that's like a tree falling in the forest. If nobody heard it, it doesn't count. So if you you fall on Baker Mayfield's lap in a truck or a pickup truck somewhere in a Cheesecake Factory, you got to tell somebody, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Because he's Baker Mayfield,
right? In order to make it count.
Right.
That's why you got to be particularly careful if you're one of them high-profile guys.
Man, can you imagine home? I wonder if you got a prenup. He was in love. He might not got a prenup.
Are they married or are they just engaged?
Oh, they're married. They're married.
Do they go ahead and get married?
Yeah, they're married.
There was a wedding in Southern California.
She's going to get a half that stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pretty brutal.
Yeah, but then all the
guys,
people
somebody's going to narc on you, man.
You got to hire to keep that stadium up.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Somebody's going to. Okay. I think you could actually split that stadium, live in separate parts of the stadium.
Probably.
And not run into each other.
Is it wrong for me to sit there and I'm thinking about this? I would be worried about somebody walking by and seeing.
Yes.
If I was doing that in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's where
especially if you're Baker Mayfield.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, but
I'm sure he didn't pull up in a 92 Bronco.
You know, back to age 24. You don't care.
No.
You don't care.
And it might have been night.
Yeah.
It might have been dark. Might have been a lunchtime thing.
Might have been the corner of the parking lot.
Right.
You know,
of the Cheesecake Factory.
Secluded.
Cheesecake Factory got some good pub in the story when I read that. So there's one in this town. So go to the parking lot today. Just sit there and see what happens.
That's who walks up.
No, I mean, it's not on them. But the parking lot, a lot of Cheesecake Factories are in big crowded areas, obviously. And this one's right by a mall, the one in our town. So You think somebody come out of the mall and see you and go, hey, what's up?
Cheesecake Factory wasn't around when I was doing that.
No.
But there were a couple of bar parking lots.
Yeah.
That may have happened.
Yeah, exactly. All right. But nobody knocked on you. Yeah.
Oh, no.
They didn't brag about...
didn't put it on Twitter.
They didn't show up
in your Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There was no bragging at all. Just mostly shame and embarrassment. And they never brought it up.
For you or her?
Both, probably.
That's what I thought.
Probably more her than me.
Yeah, as a morning guy out of Detroit, out of Cleveland, these people called the show, and I'm thinking, man, is this guy going to get crap? Because now the Browns fans aren't happy because they sucked again this year. The key word is suck.
If they were winning, they'd forgive him.
No, they wouldn't forgive him then, because it'd be like if somebody just came out against Mahomes. Say Mahomes was doing the same thing. He's a hero now. You can't shoot him down.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. If Baker Mayfield
was winning,
we're winning.
Nobody, that radio station might not have took the calls.
Right, all would be forgiven.
Might not take the calls.
You're right. Those calls might not even get through.
Right. Yeah, we'll take that call.
I didn't hear the call, but that's pretty risky, taking that call.
I read it verbatim. Yes. Yeah,
It's just you're going to put just something on the air that you can't verify that somebody's making a claim.
Right. Yeah. You're right. We probably wouldn't put that call on.
Certainly not.
Well, we don't have a major sports hero in this city either, for that matter.
But like I hate to say this, but LD's right. Who's to say that there's any validity to that?
Right. Right.
You're just going to put rumors on the air? No.
Well, right. I'm sure Baker's in deny mode, whether it's true or not.
Oh, to his wife.
Oh, certainly.
Everybody?
And everybody else.
Yeah. His buddies know, though.
Yeah.
His buddy knows. Yeah. You know. Somebody on the team knows. Odell Beckham might know.
Yeah, do you think...
He's getting calls from those guys today. Dude, this happened, man. Dude. You know, they're all NFL players. Yeah. They all get groupies.
I don't know if I'd share that with Odell.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
He tends to blab.
Yeah, especially you don't throw the ball to the guy. Yeah. He'll have something on you. John Reap. A little later on, he'll be back once again. Craig will be here. LD's hanging out. Friday, Valentine's Day. Take your girl to Cheesecake Factory parking lot and have a good time.
Romance is not dead.
By the way, I love the Cheesecake Factory. The menu is about a phone book thick.
In any of our cities, can you get a reservation tonight? It's a little too late, isn't it?
I don't know. Beck and I actually going to dinner tomorrow night with some friends of ours. They planned this 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we realized it was the 15th. I said, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because the 15th is fine.
At my bar, I can get a table.
Oh, you can? Yeah.
Well, are the cheese sticks for free tonight? Something crazy like that.
Christy and I did our Valentine's dinner last night.
There you go.
Yeah, I went to our favorite Mexican
restaurant.
How about
restaurant. You, Puss? Restaurants on Valentine's night are just
gonna
ridiculous.
We're going to go out tomorrow night because Sunday's her birthday.
Perfect.
Oh,
wrap them up.
So,
is that one present for both?
Package deal.
Well, you get a card that says Valentine's Day and a present for birthday?
Yeah, we're punting on Valentine's Day, and I got her birthday present. Yeah.
My Valentine's Day's present is a $3,000 new dog leg.
I knew ACL.
Yeah, new ACL, right.
Yeah. You don't have to replace the leg.
A prosthetic cost for a little dog?
I don't know.
I've seen them. I think
it has to be cheaper.
You tell me to cut the leg off and put a prosthetic on instead for cheaper?
Yeah, they could probably 3D print
I know a guy.
I had an email that has a guy says, I know a guy. He's not really an orthopedic surgeon, but he can fix that. I'm thinking, dude, man, I'm not going to know a guy to fix my dog's leg.
Works out of a strip mall. Did Kanye West's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that guy might be suitable for dogs, that guy, because he killed his mom, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's suitable for
anybody, right?
Yeah, I think they sat him down.
All right, Craig, it's a Craig. What is it with my, what is the Australian thing?
Maybe.
I said maybe.
Maybe you're a little Australian.
I said that a couple weeks ago.
You've been watching
movies
that feature Australian actors?
No, nothing.
Or Crocodile Dundee?
Nothing.
Yeah. I have to assume it's just like a blood vessel in his brain that's slowly bursting.
Mad Max, a little too much Mad Max.
Don't scare me like that.
Causing a little pressure
inside
the cranium.
Don't tell me that. I'm going to Google that today then. No, Todd will.
Don't worry about it. There's plenty of room up there. It'll take a long time
for it. If I turn half Australian, that ain't bad. All right. Craig's next. Craig is next.
No, I like that it'll just become Todd and Tyler. Todd and Tyler.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.